on your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienchild here, and yes, I'm your host, and I'm here with Dr. Tim Brown, MD, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies, and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, we're going to be discussing healthy people programs and Dr. Brown's approach to helping people become more informed about their own health, what he calls individualized approach, so they can start making positive, healthy changes to enjoying a full life. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a reminder that if you have questions or if you require assistance, you can reach his office at 604-538-3017. Or you can visit his office online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Okay, Dr. Brown, welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. Okay, let's just get right into this wonderful topic, which is going to be of interest to our listeners. What is the purpose of healthy people programs?
The healthy people programs is a concept that a colleague and I came up with a few years ago. And the idea was to get to what we do from a clinical side in our office, but to get information and treatments and things out to the public. And when I say that, I mean it's helping people help themselves get healthier and maintain their health. So I read a book at one point, and they talked about the different IQs. And there were 13 different IQs identified, IQ being an intelligent quotient. And unlike IQ in school, which is mainly about reading and sometimes math skills. In those IQs was one called health IQ, and that appealed to me in that an IQ is the ability to make a distinction and then be able to act on it. So an example of that is they talked about Eskimos having an IQ for snow and all the distinctions that they could make about the different types of snow and of course, that meant different actions that would be taken accordingly in order to survive and operate in a landscape that, you're dealing with snow most of the year. So relative to health IQ, then, it's about the ability to make distinctions in order to act appropriately in different areas of your health. My job, then, is to help educate people to improve their health IQ, to go from very simple distinctions to more complex distinctions, which have a higher skill level and often involve higher technologies and techniques. But then we need to offer solutions, not just in the technical end, which, you know, our healthcare system tends to get to the high tech and then the high cost sort of things, which is a bit of a problem. But we also need to provide simple, straightforward solutions so people can start making positive health changes to improve or maintain their life.
Absolutely. It's not just about fixing something once it's broken, is it? It's like prophylactic remedies.
Well, yes, prevention is a part of the focus. But what that really means, prevention is a hard thing to deal with because you don't know there's something going on until, first of all, you can identify it. And the distinctions when you're healthy are harder to to focus on and what you need to do, because when you're healthy, you really don't need to pay attention to much. It's
right.
Health is kind of like a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The three freedoms, or the three things that cause stress, I identify them down to three main sources in life, which are time, energy, and money. The energy is the health part of it, because it's all about energy and having it. But when you have an abundance of these things, you don't think about them. You don't
mm-hmm.
pay much attention to them. You just share them and you give them away freely because there's an abundance. But when you're short on time, deficient in energy, and low on money, then everything becomes a stress. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. And I give the example to my patients. I said, look, if I offered you a trip to Hawaii, you know, for whatever time frame you wanted to be there, would you take it? And most people say yes. And then I say, okay, but now I'm going to change the variables. You've got to go within the next hour.
Right. The stress level, whoop, right to the ceiling.
I just changed the time level.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'm going to change one other variable. You're going to have to get there in a rowboat. My God, no, I can't do that. It's way too much energy, and it's going to take too much time and stuff. And then the other thing, you know, is the money. And people think, I can't afford it. So if you change those money variables and what the cost is, if I said it was free, you know, that's great. As soon as I change the other variables, it's stressful.
So absolutely.
The freedom is having the ability in your life to have a sense of open time frames, lots of energy, or you don't have to think about the energy, it's just there. And the finances or the money part is the exchange for usually services for your energy and things. So those are the big equations that we kind of work within.
Wonderful. May I ask you, Dr. Brown, why did you use the term back brain body solutions?
Well, I came up with that because I realized that most of the things that were important, well, first of all, I was trained in chiropractic medicine initially, and the reason I went into that was because of the importance of the nervous system. I studied undergraduate in physical education, and one of the courses I took was Psychology 101, and we had to write a paper, and the paper I chose to write on was called Why People Play, it was all about play. And the thing, I came across a little book by Roger Ellis. It was basically looked at the nervous system in animals and things, and nervous system was different. It needed stimulation. It didn't want homeostasis. Things needed to be novel and slightly stimulating, or the nervous system didn't work that well. So animals in a zoo get bored. And when they're bored, they go into kind of a depressive state because they don't have enough stimulation. They found that airplane controllers, looking at radar screens and stuff, they would get hypnotized or kind of bored, or their senses would drop off. They found that things like dogs that are sniffing for drugs and things, they need to find drugs at times and things to, you know, stimulate their system. The point being is the nervous system was really important. So I went into chiropractic because it was actually focused on the nervous system, but they focused on the back initially. And then I realized that the brain and the back were important. And what I've observed in my practice is I've seen patients over the years where they had a strong body. They were ex-football player or wrestler or something. They had a very strong physical body, but they were in Alzheimer's and dementia, and their spouse, the pressures it put on the family system and everything were tremendous. And, you know, you realize pretty quickly that you've got to have a brain that's working and working well in order to enjoy life. And then I have other patients who are sharp as a tack, and, you know, they're maybe in their 60s, 70s, or early 80s even, but their body has been deteriorating to the point where they're in constant pain, their bones are fragile, and it's just no fun living in that body. And so I realized that we needed to provide solutions for a healthy back, brain, and body, and that's more or less the umbrella in which I try to provide care for people.
Good for you. That's interesting. So homeostasis is not really something that would be considered relevant to overall health when it comes to talking about the nervous system.
Exactly. Of all the systems in the body, now, there's another principle that I kind of share with the listeners. All things in the body functions from physiology are set up on opposites. So, for instance, I'll just give an example like pH. pH is acid-alkaline balance.
Right.
Now, on the one end, you have acid, which the pH is of hydrogen ions. It's on the low end, and in physiology, if you get down to a low acid state, the acids would eat up your body.
Absolutely.
On the other end, you have alkaline, which is the pH range is above 7. So above 7, you get to a point where you can become so alkaline that alkali can also eat and destroy the body. So the body has a set of parameters in which it operates in balance, and it must adjust those. On each side, the body has pathways for upregulation and downregulation. So when with acids, you can upregulate or downregulate the acid side, and you have upregulation and downregulation of the alkaline side. And it's that feedback mechanism between those things that creates a proper balance, so that the body, the healthy body, has a fairly large range in which it can balance back and forth because it has a good feedback system. It has the nutrients and the various things to establish that. And that's really how everything in the body functions on all the different levels. So it's kind of looks like the infinity symbol, you know, figure eight turned on its side. And that's how all your physiology runs. So our task then is to find out when the body gets stuck on one side or the other and to allow it to adjust or modulate back and forth.
And you probably tell your patients to eat the fruits and veggies to get more alkaline and how to reduce the acidity, which is what causes most of the ailments you find?
Well, most of the problem is that most of the things that we do in life, when we exercise and things, the byproduct of what we do creates acids. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to buffer those to bring them down, and that's why most of the time we're in an over-oxidized and an acid state, and we need the alkalizing principles of life to bring back the balance. It's just we've gotten out of balance. And yes, the fruits and the vegetables and things are part of what we have to put in to balance it out. The acid side is too much when we exercise, when we drink coffee, eat a lot of sugar, and even eating a lot of proteins, you have a lot of acids. And the waste products of these acids is what we have to buffer and get out of the system.
Okay. Thank you for that. Interesting. Would you please discuss the importance of individualized medicine versus standardized care?
Okay, that's an important topic because more and more we're getting to insurance sort of run medicine and standardization of things. So if you've got a condition, there's a standard approach that doctors are supposed to follow in order to treat it. But the problem is that this becomes kind of cookie cutter medicine where everybody gets the same thing.
Right.
And it doesn't not work because of individual characteristics, which is genetics and various things and temperaments and different things, that the physiology of an individual, even though we all have a certain basis around, you know, what pH we can tolerate and certain things that are destructive to all of us, how we process information and health is individualized. An example of that, I was at a conference on children's problems, autism and this sort of thing, and there was two ladies there, but one was talking about her twins who both had autism. And she said, you know, until they had individualized medicine in the form of kinesiology and an autonomic feedback testing, these two twins were treated with exactly the same medications for their autism. And she said as soon as she went to autonomic testing with them, their programs changed, and what they were receiving was quite different. And she noticed a marked improvement and a change in, you know, their behaviors and their functioning and everything when this change came about. And we see that with the patients, and we're caught between what we're supposed to do within the norms and then what we need to do for the individual. And the way that we try to accomplish that in my office is we have a balance between the science and the background stuff, but then we try to test against the individual's reaction. So before they go out of the office, when they take supplements or we individualize their treatment so that we know that their system is more likely to respond.
Thank you so much for that. And I am Eva Marienthal with Dr. Tim Brown. And after the break, we're going to talk about how Dr. Brown can address health solutions for people. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Are you struggling with a dental or oral health issue? Dr. Norm Ickert from Ickert Dental Implant Center is committed to improving your quality of life with the very best in modern and advanced dentistry. You can catch Dr. Ickert on the Health Channel for the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show here on localwebradio.fm and at the Ickert Dental Implant Center in Langley at 866-981-1381. That's 866-981-1381.
Hillcrest Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the Specialty Channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli prepares a delicious home-cooked meal, including dessert, just like Mom did. One weekend each month with specialty dinners for Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. A favorite among locals, these individually prepared meals always sell out fast. Pre-order by calling Hillcrest Bakery and Deli at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750.
Buying or selling a home on the Semiahmoo Peninsula? Catch up on local market conditions on This Week in Real Estate with Lance and Connie Marples from Sutton West Coast Realty on localwebradio.fm. To schedule a face-to-face consultation, you can reach Lance and Connie at 604-538-8888. That's 604-538-8888. And visit them online at www.surreywhiterockhomes.com.
Would you like to get more from the devices you own? Not quite sure where to start? There is help. Catch Powering Up for Non-Techies with Justin Martel, Computer Department Manager at London Drugs, on the Specialty Channel on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown, and we're talking about how people need a healthy body and a healthy brain in order to enjoy a full life, and he's telling us how we can do that. Welcome again, Dr. Tim Brown. How have you tried to address these needs that you just discussed about how important it is to have individualized approach, how is it that you address these needs in your clinic?
Well, I've done a number of things over the years in the clinic, but one of the things is I sort of have an upstairs process with naturopathic services, mm-hmm. and then I have another aspect of the business that I run out of a downstairs office in the same building right now. And the downstairs, we call it Body and Brain Solutions, and down there, the idea is to get the average people with things that they want to address and deal with some of the basic things without needing all of the, let's say, higher tech naturopathic kind of approach to things. So in the downstairs, it's really based on, started with the brain neurofeedback as a way of correcting the, or helping people with the brain functions. And the brain, we look at it as you have an operating system, just like on a computer.
Computer,
and if that
right.
operating system is malfunctioning, then none mm-hmm. of the programs or things are going to be making sense and integrating properly.
Mm.
So with brain neurofeedback, you can do assessments to measure what different parts of the brains are doing, and then you develop feedback so that you train the brain, just like you train your body to, well, your nervous system to ride a bicycle. You mm-hmm. learn how to balance it and then, you know, turn one way and another way, and then to get to the point where when you're competent with that, you can start doing more tricks and more interesting things. So downstairs we have neurofeedback assessment, and we've combined that because the brain doesn't operate on its own, but it's really dependent on the functions from the body to work properly. We've added in exercise with oxygen and some nutritional, simple nutritional products that have been shown by the actually Canadian government to balance out mood and help reverse some of the brain problems that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use like vibrational stimulation where you're on vibrational plates and things because that stimulates your cerebellum, which has to do with coordination and proprioception.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that going for, like, people can do that without huge assessments and things like that. Upstairs we have naturopathic services, which include therapies, assessments both, and treatments, but for structural interferences such as motor vehicle accidents, athletic injuries, you know, back problems, ligament injuries, things like that. We have assessment for nutritional deficiencies and hormonal problems, that type of thing. We also provide services for detoxification, so chelation of heavy metals and or viral infections can leave toxic load in the system. And these are things that we've developed modules in the clinic to assess and deal with. And then the mm-hmm. final area, the one that we deal with as well downstairs, is the integration of the nervous system and how things, you can have conflicting programs and belief systems that affect how your body and things perceives the world and reacts to it. And so these are areas that I would like to discuss the kind of distinctions in further shows, the kind mm-hmm. of distinctions that people need to make and understand so they can understand why different types of therapies might be used or why, mm-hmm. like when people go, for instance, for acupuncture, why acupuncture, you know, has a benefit on the system or why laser therapy or these regeneration injection therapies like a prolotherapy or PRP, how do they work and like, why should I go and look into these things or not? And, you know, why can't I just fix my system with exercise, for instance? Why doesn't that work? Or weight loss programs, it's like I go on the weight loss program, but I don't lose weight. You know, what's happening?
Yeah,
there must be something wrong with me.
But it's all pieces of the puzzle that you need to put together.
Right.
Like a whole mind-body solution, which is what you've got down pat.
The term I use is solving your health puzzle.
Exactly. There we go.
Pieces, yeah. Find the puzzle pieces that need to be put together and put together a puzzle. But let's try to start by making it fairly simple so we don't get overwhelmed by the complexity.
Right. Like the high-tech that you referred to. Could you give me one example of a high-tech naturopathic approach?
Okay. One of those things would be guided ultrasound for injections. Now things are moving to the point where actually the ultrasound improvements over the past 10 years or so have gone to where there's really high-tech imaging, where it used to look like fuzzy moon shots when the astronauts, you know, were on the moon and everything was kind of fuzzy and gray and hard and indistinct, to now where you have high-definition imaging. And the injections, they've now discovered that you can find where nerves are compressed or injured and causing what they call nerve pain or neuropathic pain. And they're able to identify these under ultrasound and actually do what they call hydrodissection of the nerve, where they free it. And and what happens is you can see it on the imaging, but it's like when something is two pieces of plastic are kind of stuck together like a balloon or something, and you're trying to blow air into it, and it won't go through because latex of the balloon is stuck. But if you squirted some water in there, it would open it up and free the balloon so you could get air back through there. Well, on imaging, for sometimes like with Raynaud's phenomena where people's hands go cold and in the or turn blue in the cold, they found that if they find the nerve pathways and inject them, they instantly can change the phenomena in the hands.
Wow.
This also can occur in the neck with some of the nerves that go through the neck and arm, and also in the legs and in the feet. So this is an example of high-tech movement where you've got guided imaging, like a GPS system that guides you when you do your treatment.
That sounds like it might also help in sciatica with the pinched nerve, huh?
Yes.
Good.
It's not just sciatica from the medical... The tendency is to look at them as nerve root problems, but there's a whole area of peripheral nerve injury and understanding and treatment that has come. A lot of it has come from a doctor from New Zealand. I call it the pain liftoff technique, but it's actually called neuroprolotherapy or neuropathic treatment. There's a whole bunch of names for it, but it's understanding how to treat peripheral nerve injuries, and we would discuss that if we have a topic on chronic pain.
Right. Yes, we do have a lot of stuff that we're going to cover in future podcasts, and you've touched on a few. Can you just give us a quick rundown of what you would like to discuss in future podcasts?
Well, I think the areas where I have information that would be useful to listeners and things would be the area of chronic pain, anti-aging medicine, and the whole thing with baby boomers, because there's a tendency, you know, to look at, you know, using hormones and things like that, and of course the athletes and the doping thing. But the anti-aging medicine is an interesting area, and I want to help make some distinctions about that. The hormonal health, the big six hormones that need to be focused on, which ties into anti-aging medicine, the role of what they call regeneration, injection therapies to help rebuild tissues, I think is an important area where people need distinctions. And the one I'm going to try to talk about next is oxygen utilization, and energy is all about oxygen and its utilization. I think that's a huge understanding. And then from there, there's some things like children's health and allergies, and your immune system is important to, again, understand the concepts and some of the pitfalls in the current sort of ways that we treat things.
Wonderful. So it sounds like you are going to give us a whole bunch of information. But Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts you would like to share with us?
Well, I think the final thing is, we had a talk last night, and at the end, it's all about raising consciousness on the planet. You have to have a healthy body and a healthy brain, and the brain needs, your consciousness needs to continue developing.
Absolutely.
And we talked about, you know, the serving others and the giving back, and that.
Yes, that is wonderful. It resonates with me big time. Woo-hoo!
Yes, and you can only do that when you get out of the reptilian and the lower mammal brain, which is mostly focused on survival and fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night we had a little discussion, and the speaker was talking about, you know, finding their purpose and that greater calling. And I said, well, what you're actually talking about, we call the porpoise brain. The porpoise brain that the cetaceans, the dolphins, and the whales have an extra growth or a more developed area of their brain, which humans have a prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do probably with being more altruistic and serving and cross-species identification. And that's the part that mankind, I think, we're still working on developing.
Right.
When we get back to our primitive kind of tribal brain, we end up creating wars and fighting with
each other. Fear-based, right.
Fear-based survival reptilian functions are not where we need to be. But when the brain devolves, that's where we end up. So we want to evolve as a species and not become a cancer on the planet.
Yeah. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for sharing this very important comprehensive information on your Healthy People program. I know many folks can benefit from what they learned today and will in the future. I look forward to speaking with you again next week, where we will be discussing oxygen utilization. If you, the listener, can think of someone who might benefit from what we've talked about today, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. And you can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone. Now, folks, get your paper and pencil ready. That number is 604-538-3017. Again, that's 604-538-3017. Or you can visit him and his staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk next time.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
On your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio, we're localwebradio.fm.
The opinions expressed by our guests and host on localwebradio.fm do not necessarily reflect the views of Jam Media or its owners. No expressed or implied opinions of any product or service should be considered an endorsement or recommendation of any kind by Jam Media or its owners.